Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the Desk of Dennis Piller. Praising God in the Darkness of Christmas. My goal is God Himself, not joy, not peace, nor Christmas. Attention! Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who serve in the Lord's temple during the night. May the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Psalm 134:1. Strange time for adoration, you say, to stand in God's house by night to worship in the depth of sorrow. It is indeed an arduous thing. Yes, and therein lies the blessing. It is the test of perfect faith. Someone said, if I would know the love of my friend, I must see what he can do in the winter. So with divine love, the worst of times and the best of times. I know that many love Christmas, family, and the entire season. But so many are burdened with losses and some real challenges, financially, emotionally, and relationally. We try to take the high road, but our unhappiness overflows when we open our mouths and our pride or frustration or anger just spills out. Or we just hide in some corner. Paul said it best. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. I spoke to a dear friend that has lost several family members, and then her beloved puppy just weeks ago. We just lost the incredible Pastor Dale Brooks and a good friend, Paul Carr. Sometimes it seems impossible to feel the Christmas cheer. Life seems more like a downward spiral than knowing the joy of Christmas. Sometimes the circumstances and losses are so heavy they crush us, overcoming our peace and joy. But the truth is, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Psalm 34:18. But it means that I have to turn them over to God. 1 Peter 5:10. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. We must know that even though we may feel like we are in the valley of the shadow of death, it is a season. It is not a destination. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you, Isaiah 26:3. Lord, help me to trust in you, to see you, not the pain or the loss, not even Christmas, but to see Jesus. As Peter began to sink after walking on the water, Jesus' hand was there to lift him up as he lifted his eyes back to Christ himself. He said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Isaiah 61:3. Remember, in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, to unwrap the most important gift of all, the gift of Emmanuel, God with us, God in us. Jesus is the hope of the world. That includes you. Remember, during this time, those that are struggling, reach out to them, love on them, encourage them with your love for them. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled week and prepare yourself for Christmas morning.